What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friend, before we dive into today's quick tip episode, I want to talk about launching for a second. Launching can oftentimes feel really stressful and overwhelming and heavy and hard. Like, I got to gear up for this launch and just kind of get through it. And it can be exhausting, right? Well, if you are nodding your head right now as you listen to that description and you're an online course creator, or maybe you've got a membership program, or maybe you're an online coach, then I want to invite you to a 5-day live training mini series I've got coming up beginning on Monday, January 25th, where I'm going to be teaching you my optimized launch method. The optimized launch method, this is the easiest launch that you will ever do. And by the end of this free live mini series training, you're going to have the complete plan. You're going to have a complete plan for using the optimized launch method in your business. Now, during the training series, I'm going to be talking about what the optimized launch method is and how you can easily start using it to position yourself as the expert that you are, to grow your sales, to get more sales and increase your impact. I'm going to be teaching you my perfect student fill up process for filling your launch with your ideal audience. I'm going to teach you how to over deliver incredible free value during your launch and keep your audience really hungry for your offer before you've even opened the cart, before enrollment even opens. I'm going to teach you 3 overly simple yet super effective ways to maximize your sales and more. The optimized launch method, what I love about it is it's not extra effort. You can do this type of launch right now. And I'm going to walk you through the entire process during the live mini series training beginning on Monday, January 25th. Okay. So if you're looking for a simple, repeatable, low stress launching option that's super effective, I want to invite you to register right now, rickmulready.com/live training. rickmulready.com/live training. All right, let's dive into today's quick tip. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. Welcome back to the podcast, my friend, for another quick tip episode here on the show. This is episode number 460 here of the podcast. And with these quick tip episodes, this is where you're going to learn a quick tip that's going to help you generate more revenue so that you can have a bigger impact, create more freedom in your business. My goal here is to give you something that you can go and implement, go and work on right now in your business that can help you right now. And what I want to share with you today is the number one thing, the thing that every early stage course creator needs to be focused on. Okay. And I'm going to classify early stage course creator. You have an offer. Maybe you have a course, maybe you have a coaching program, maybe you have a membership, what have you. And you have validated your offer, whatever that offer is, meaning you've had people pay you for it already, but you're having trouble getting traction with selling it. Maybe you launched a time or two and those launches did not go as well as you had hoped, okay? This episode is for you. Heck, even if you're further along in your business, this episode is for you. This episode is for me too, right? I've been doing this for 7 years now. The number one thing that every early stage course creator needs to be focused on, sales and marketing. Sales and marketing, my friend. Sales and marketing, sales and marketing, sales and marketing. It's why it's one of the three pillars of the optimized CEO method that I teach. Optimized sales and marketing. Okay. So again, I'm going to assume that you have validated your offer already. What happens is so many people get distracted by shiny objects, right? And I talked about this recently on the podcast here. It's like squirrel, ooh, TikTok, awesome. I can't sell anything, but I'm going to go figure out TikTok, or I'm going to figure out Instagram Reels, even though I haven't sold anything. I might have sold, you know, five courses or what have you. No, let's focus on selling. Let's focus on marketing your business so that you can attract your ideal audience and sell to them. When it comes to marketing your business and then how you sell your offer or offers, it's about testing and optimizing. Testing and optimizing, meaning, okay, I'm going to test something new. I've been doing webinars. I'm going to try a different launch method. I'm going to try the optimized launch method, or I'm going to try creating a podcast or whatever it is. Okay, you test something, get it out there, and you learn how well it works and then how well it doesn't work, what works, what didn't work. I recently did an episode just this week giving you the review of the launch that I did in November. A lot of things didn't work that we learned from. Well, we're going to optimize. We're going to make changes the next time that we do our live mini series training, which we're doing on January 25th. But it's about testing and optimize. Okay. Now, back in episode 437, I did a quick tip episode called Three Systems That Every Course Creator Needs in Their Business. And I broke down the three systems that you need: a marketing system, a sales system, and a fulfillment system. Fulfillment meaning once somebody becomes a customer of yours, what does that look like? What's that experience look like? Okay. And so if you are early in your business, fulfillment is important, of course. But you have got to be focused on marketing and sales. And I say this because I see this come up every single day with a lot of my students who are early in their business. Too many people are focused on the stuff that doesn't even matter, like having the most amazing website. My friend, I have had the worst website for almost 7 years. I just got a brand new website, which I've never been happier about my website. I just got it in November, almost 7 years into my business. I've had different iterations of my website, but it has been crap for 7 years. It does not matter what your website looks like. Honestly, it does not matter. I know people who have multiple seven-figure businesses who have the worst websites ever. Right? You do not need the most amazing website, yet people focus on that. I have to pay all this money or spend all this time updating my website. No, you do not. Or, you know, people are trying to figure out like which text messaging software should they use, or what's the best project management tool to be using? Okay. All that stuff may be important down the road, but when you're early in your business, doesn't matter. It does not matter. You've got to be focused on sales and marketing, okay? So let's talk about marketing at first. And I go deeply into these things in that episode 437. So if you've not yet listened to that quick tip, definitely make sure that you do. But your marketing system, this is all about how do you market your business? This is where you are putting yourself out there and showing how you are different from everybody else in your space and positioning yourself and building your audience and growing your list and that sort of thing, right? This is about generating awareness for you, your business, and your offer, okay? So using Facebook and Instagram ads to grow your email list, having a consistent form of content each and every week, whether that's a podcast or whether that is, you know, Instagram lives each week or YouTube channel or whatever it is, you have a consistent strategy for content that you're putting it out there, right? There's a reason why, you know, when I first started, I've been podcasting now for 7 years. And early on, I just put out episodes kind of willy-nilly, meaning like, oh, I'm ready to do it. I'll put it on Thursday this week. And then the next week it was like Tuesday. And the next week it was like Friday. Well, that's terrible because people come to, if I don't put an episode out on Wednesday or Friday, I hear from people. I hear from you saying, hey, where's the new episode? It's about creating consistent content that both adds value, attracts, and both that's adding value so that you can attract your ideal audience to your business and begin to build a relationship with them. That's what you're doing in your marketing, right? And your marketing hopefully aligns with your sales system. The sales system is all about, how do you sell your offer? Do you do an evergreen webinar? Do you do a video series? Do you do a live webinar? Do you do the optimized launch method? Do you do paid workshops? Whatever it is, you have to have a system for how you sell your offer or offers. Too many people fuss over which way to launch. Well, should I do a webinar? Should I do a live workshop? Should I do this? Should I do that? And what happens is, and I understand that, but what happens is then they do nothing. It's a overanalyzing, and that causes paralysis. They don't do anything. So that's why it's about testing, right? If you're feeling like, you know what, I tried a couple of live webinars and I just didn't enjoy them. I didn't go, okay, try something new, right? This is about testing and optimizing, testing and optimizing. But you have to get launching. We can overanalyze what we should be doing, or this isn't perfect. This is what I hear all the time, right? I'm a recovering perfectionist right now. I'm holding my hand up right now, very, very high. But this is about getting it out there. And it's the imperfect launch that you've got to get out there, because you have to begin gathering data. You have to figure out what the data is, what the data is telling you. And whatever the data is telling you doesn't mean anything about you. It's just numbers. It's just telling a story. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. Doesn't mean that you're the greatest thing ever. I mean, you are the greatest thing ever, but you know, it's just data. But you have to get launching. You have to get it out there and stop overanalyzing, like, oh, maybe I could try this. Yes, you could try all that stuff, but let's just get it out there. Let's start marketing and selling. Marketing and selling. You have to gain forward progress, some traction, in order to gather results and then optimize accordingly. Because it takes a lot of work to get your business moving in the forward direction, moving forward in the right direction. But once you do, then it becomes a lot easier. You know, it's the whole, once an object in motion, it's much easier to stay in motion versus getting something stagnant that's stuck or sitting there to get that moving. It doesn't have to be perfect. Get your offer out there and make it available for people to purchase through your launch. And that's where you're going to learn what works and what doesn't. And you're just gathering data. Remember, the data doesn't mean anything about you, but you've got to stop overanalyzing and chasing shiny objects that don't matter when it really comes down to it. Every early stage online business owner needs to be focused on sales and marketing. Sales and marketing. Because you can always make improvements to your course or your membership or what have you. But it's about, again, creating that forward direction, that forward traction in your business there by getting it out there, by selling it. And then if it doesn't work the way that you want it to, learn from why it didn't work and turn around and do it again. That's how you create faster momentum in the growth of your business. So I want you to think about right now, where you're spending your time in your business. Are you focusing on sales and marketing, or are you focusing on all the other, to be completely honest, they're completely irrelevant things. We need to be looking at, how do I build an audience? How do I attract an audience to my business that is my ideal audience? And you're doing that through list growth. You're doing that through your messaging and your videos, maybe social media. Maybe you've got a podcast or a YouTube channel or whatever it is that you're doing, consistent content. And then you have to have a way to sell. And it's a choosing the method in which you're going to sell, like your sales mechanism that it's often called, meaning like, oh, I'm going to do a live webinar, or I'm going to do 3 live webinars a week. Okay, awesome. You're going to get very good at webinars that doing that, right? Maybe you do the optimized launch method. Maybe you do a paid workshop and then sell into your offer on the back end, or an evergreen, whatever it is, it's committing to something and not throwing in the towel after three launches that didn't go as well as you planned and looking for something else. Okay. I really want you to focus on sales and marketing first before you start getting distracted with all the other things that are maybe the fun things, right? But we're all in business here to make, I mean, let's be honest, we're here to make money. We're here to create more freedom for ourselves and our family. And we're here to help people, right? We're here to have a big impact in the world. And that's what I want for you, all those things. But you got to be focused on sales and marketing first and foremost, okay? And then finally, again, just to reiterate, it's just data. You're just collecting data as you go, but you got to get launching in order to do that, okay? Well, again, speaking of launching, I'm going to be teaching you my optimized launch method step by step in a live mini series training beginning on Monday, January 25th. Okay. If you want to learn more and register, go to rickmulready.com/live training. If you're in the Optimized CEO Facebook group, by the way, right now, I'd love to get your feedback on what I'm talking about here on this episode. This is super important. And this is a, you know, a lot of people probably don't agree with these types of things. Like, oh, I have to focus more over here, more over here. We're focused on sales and marketing. We're focused on serving and selling and attracting our audience so that we can serve. That's what we do in business. Because when you look at it like that, business is pretty simple, right? It's just simplifying what we're actually doing. We have an ideal audience of, we understand their challenges and their pain points. And then through our marketing, we show them how we can help them, how we are the right person to help them, how we're different from everybody else. And then you're giving them a solution with your offer, but you've got to be selling. Cool? All right, my friend. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on the soapbox here today. I appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.